April 11, 2024. Today's devotion is written by Mariana Pimiento. Freedom through obedience. We are witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey Him. Acts chapter 5, verse 32. That morning during prayer, I had that funny feeling in my stomach that I only had when the Spirit was asking me to move in a courageous way. Really? Here? Now? I skeptically asked the Lord with my eyes squinting towards the tabernacle a few feet ahead of me. I did not need to hear His voice to know the answer. I knew I needed to do the brave thing, but this moment was different. I knew I wasn't doing it alone. With sweaty palms and a racing heart, I genuflected, briefly crossed myself, and stepped out of the chapel to do what He had asked of me. That morning, I experienced in a very real way His promise in the first reading. See Acts 5, verses 27 through 33, namely, the promise of the Holy Spirit to those who obey Him. The Holy Spirit worked in me and through me in a situation in ways I could not have imagined. I had needed to do something I was terrified of doing, but that He had made clear needed to happen for the sake of His glory. In a season that for months had been heavy and burdensome, He came as a comforter bringing clarity, resolution, peace, joy, and encouragement through my obedience to Him. It was nothing short of a miracle what He did that morning through prompting me to have courage. And He wants to do the same for you. Sister, is there a difficult conversation, confrontation, or change that you have been putting off out of fear? Bring it to the Lord and ask how He is asking you to participate in the work of His redemption. He may not be asking you to step as actively into courage as He asked of me that morning, but He may be asking even just for the courage to be honest with Him in these places of your heart. Today, He desires to bless your obedience with the gift of His Spirit. Be not afraid.